Oh, you're sober-ish? What the fuck does that mean? What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline, and I am your host. I am a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I swear like a sailor, rarely use my filter, and am committed to sharing with you all the things they probably should have taught us in school. Today's episode is one of my favorites because we are talking all things alcohol. And if you have been following my journey, have been listening to this podcast, then you already know this is my number one trigger. So let's dive into my life as a soberish human being. Not a lot of people are sober-ish. It sounds kind of weird, right? Because the people who you know are sober are probably doing it for a reason. Maybe because they have alcoholism in their family and they're trying to avoid that and they've never touched alcohol in their lives. Or maybe because they have had a problem with alcohol and they needed to make a big change, so they became sober. Well, soberish is very different. 90% of the time, I am 100% sober. I don't have drinks when we go out to dinner randomly. I don't have drinks at home. But 10% of the time, I do. Because y'all, I love alcohol. I love it. I love a good beer. I love wine. I love hard liquor. The works. I love all of it. Like, love it. I love that little tingling sensation in my face after a drink. I love the feeling. But there's a limit. After a couple of drinks, that irresponsible, impulsive side of me comes out, and I hate her. So I became soberish so that I could figure out myself versus that alter ego that would come out when I was drinking a lot. You guys, I have had a horrible journey with alcohol. I was a raging alcoholic in college. Like, raging, you guys. Bad. And I didn't realize it was a problem at the time. But looking back, it is painful how much of a problem it was and how much of an impact it had on my studies, on my life, the decisions I made. Like, ugh, past Jacqueline, what are you doing, girlfriend? Get it together. And that part of my life is just not something I want around anymore. I don't want to be out of control. And so 90% of the time, I choose to be totally sober. And I have a great time going out, getting my dance on, doing my thing, partying, hanging out, 100% sober. But 10% of the time, I love to kick back, have a drink, and let loose a little bit. And I have found an amazing balance in this. And this is so hard for people to understand because we tend to think that with alcohol, you have to be 100% one way or the other. You are either sober or you're not. Well, I say fuck that because I'm going to be sober-ish. I want to be the person who breaks the rules a little bit. I want to be the person who says, why does it have to be this way or that way? Why can't I have it right in the middle? And so I did. I made what works for me. And I set one basic rule. Don't drink out of emotion. And what I mean by that is I'm never going to drink because I'm sad. I'm never going to drink because I feel like I have to celebrate something. I'm never going to drink because it feels like I need to. I choose to drink when I want to, when I am in control and I fully make that decision one way or another. And for a lot of people who are listening to this and are like, I don't know where you're coming from. This doesn't make sense. you've probably never had a problem with alcohol. But if you have, or you know someone who has, this makes perfect sense to you, the drinking out of emotion. I will never be the person who comes home after a long day of work and has a drink. I'm never going to use it as a coping mechanism. And that is where I draw the line. When I drink, it is because I am doing it with purposeful intention, because I want to enjoy this moment for such and such reason, or because I am in a good headspace and I can handle it. And you're like, man, that feels like a lot of effort. Well, that is what being sober-ish means. It means being in control and aware all the fucking time. And that's a lot of work. And if you don't have a problem with alcohol, then you don't have to fucking worry about that. But I have a problem with alcohol, so I do need to be aware of that. I have gone months without any alcohol, and I've also gone days upon days of bingers where I haven't stopped drinking. And I can tell you what one feels a whole hell of a lot better, but I don't need to waste your time on that. I want to share my balance and how I've been able to find this middle ground that so many people want but can't seem to obtain because they have a problem. And let me tell you, getting totally sober was the best thing I could have ever done for myself. I got sober. I got in therapy. I started addressing why the fuck alcohol had this hold on my life, not only based on past memories and things that I've been through with other people's alcohol abuse, but my own. I started taking a deeper look into why I was drinking, and then getting sober on top of that made me realize that I don't have a problem with alcohol. I have a problem with being out of control. And so I decided to become sober-ish. I decided I would never again drink out of emotion. I decided I would never again indulge in reckless amounts of alcohol. When I drink now, I rarely have more than 2 drinks per sitting. And that's just a rule that I feel comfortable with, because if I can go the rest of my life without ever experiencing a hangover again, you can bet your bottom dollar I will do that in a motherfucking heartbeat. I don't want to experience any of those feelings ever again. I don't want to be out of control and obnoxious and over the top. I hate that version of me. I'll be perfectly honest. I hate her. That alter ego side of me comes out, and she makes reckless decisions that I have to pay for in the morning. And I hate that. And so I decided to live a sober-ish life where I didn't have to choose alcohol or sobriety. I could have both. So I want to empower you. If this is a struggle you are having in your life, I want to remind you that you are in control, and at any given time, you can decide to live this kind of life too. It doesn't have to be all or nothing, one way or the other. You can have the best of both worlds and still be super happy with the decision you are making. I promise you that, because I'm living that life right now. I absolutely love talking about my soberish life. So if this episode resonated with you, I would love for you to take a screenshot right now and upload it to your Instagram story and tag me at The Anxious Therapist and tell me, are you living that soberish life too? I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.